Hey, good morning, everybody. So today's Sunday. I'm out at the trails. Today I'm going to do a trail run. I'm going for at least 15 miles to finish up this week's ultra trail training run, and I should end up with about 60 miles. I'll post the results at the end. Here's a quick look at the trail. This trail I found today has quite a bit of up and down elevation, but the trail itself actually is damp from the rain, but it's all crushed limestone. And today, for the first half, I'll use the Hoka Speed Goat 4, the second half, the Hoka Speed Goat 5. Hey everybody, just checking in. So I'm at about the 5 mile mark, and I believe this trail is supposed to have a waterfall somewhere. So if I find that, I'll try to capture that and add that into the video. But I was thinking about giving you some motivation and some real truth. When I started training for this Hennepin 100 Ultra Trail Marathon, along with strength training, biking, swimming for triathlons, and I'm doing more of the running because that is the biggest race that I have this year. So I started back in January, you know, with only like 5 miles a week. In time, you progress 6, 8, 10, so on. And ever since the beginning, you know, you sign up for something, you're excited, you prepare, you plan, maybe you get some cool new shoes or what you're gonna train in. And then the work begins. And then you constantly ask yourself, like, what am I doing? What did I sign up for? And, you know, of course, average people, you have a family, you have a job. And to be honest with you, I didn't even feel like doing 10 miles a week. Definitely didn't feel like doing 20 or 30. Now, after today, I'll calculate it, but I'm going to be at least 60, if not a little bit over, in 7 days. And even yesterday I did 12.1 miles, 1 mile warm up, 1 mile cool down. Wake up this morning, the alarm goes off at 3:55, and your mind starts working, saying, oh boy, here we go again. You deserve time off. It rained. You know, you don't feel like doing this. Your legs are tired and sore. And I got up anyways. And then I had some water. I took some Element electrolytes, which this video is fueled by the feed, thefeed.com, for all of your training nutrition. I'm currently a sponsored athlete by thefeed.com. So it keeps me going out here on the trails, on my runs, on my working out. And I started to really realize motivation comes and goes. You try to be disciplined, but your mind is always working against you. And as I'm getting ready, I'm looking at my shoes and saying, okay, for the next 10 minutes, let's whine and cry and complain. Get all of the excuses out of why I should rest and not be doing this. It's early in the morning, I'm not awake. You know, all these things are going through my mind. And then that's when I said, that's what's gonna help me reach my goal, is by getting out the door and doing it. And now I'm here. There's gonna be days that suck. You're not always gonna have a good plan, a good workout, whatever your goals are, as long as you move forward towards them that day, even without the best results, you will achieve what you want. You're going to have to embrace the suck sometimes and the suffering, because that's what takes an average person from average to above average. And that's what makes the difference between you hitting your goals and someone that has excuses and reasons with theirself. So get after it and achieve those goals, guys. If I can do it, you can do it.